This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, and we're waiting for John W. Spring. John, are you there? Okay. Well, I'm just going to keep on playing this video clip. This is a very important one because it shows that a crime is being committed against American citizens. And our so-called capture agencies like CDC and the NIAID, Dr. Fauci's a lying piece of garbage. All these people involved with this, in fact, the people who are announced, like in Dr. Mike Pence, for example, wouldn't authorize over-the-counter use of ivermectin when it would have cost pennies and stopped a lot of disease by getting rid of damaged mitochondria. This is a form of a national-induced genocide against the population. That's what succession is happening. So I'm going to keep on playing this clip here, and we'll wait to hear with John W. Spring in a second.
About coronavirus to adequately fund their research. In other words, you weren't scared enough to fund research that shouldn't have been being done in the first place. And here you go. This is the quote, and I just want you to let this sink in, right? Let this sink in. Dr. Peter Daszak of EcoHealth Alliance offered the following assessment, and I'm going to read the assessment just as it was written because I couldn't make it worse. Daszak reiterated that until an infectious disease crisis is very real, present, and at an emergency threshold, it is often largely ignored. Now listen to this. To sustain the funding base beyond crisis, he said, we, quote, need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-influenza or pan-coronavirus vaccine.
Hi, John.
Hello, Dr. Ziegler.
This is 2000.
I can barely hear you.
Well, I'm sure Dan, you can check the audio. I'm sure it's fine on our end,
well,
right?
It's better now. I might have been hearing a recording in the background.
I was playing a recording here a minute ago. This is a very important one. Very important recording. And it's something to talk about Peter Daszak and all the people who are involved with the crime of massive genocide. Now, I still get arguments from even people that are close to me that think they know better than Dr. Deagle.
Yeah.
The delusion that you know better than Dr. Deagle is a suicidal delusion.
Absolutely.
Now, I recently, under God's inspiration, know that not only did the ivermectin get rid of all damaged mitochondria, which is why it worked, it wasn't just we call it pesticide to get rid of vermin in dogs, cats, and horses, but it got rid of damaged mitochondria, even in cancer. And I discovered that our supplements already that we carry are more powerful than the elagic acid and malignant block. Of course, it's also in our drink called Ageless. Another reason why it's Ageless is it gets rid of old damaged mitochondria. Because death of a cell or tissue or an organ or a person is mitochondrial death.
Yes.
Now, if you look at people that have what's called a FOXO2 gene, those people have about 100 times more chance of living to be 100. I have that gene. So that's why there's people in my family living in their 90s or 100 years of age, because they have the FOXO2 gene, which means if you cut through their organs when they're in, say, 70 or 80 or 90 years of age, their organs look 30 or 40 years younger. It's simply a matter of getting rid of old damaged mitochondria and old cells that are ratty. It's like, how can I say, it's like running an army and saying, if you do a fitness test on you, don't pass the test. No matter how many years, whether it's 4 years or 20 years, you get fired from the army and you have to go home and retire. And we only maintain a fit army that actually can do the job. The same thing with every cell in your body. Yep. Now, what's going on, people have to understand this, and I want to draw out the whole picture here so you can see exactly what's going on. The ancient rulers of our society and the ancient world in the Middle East were what's called the snake people, the Druids.
Yes.
And the Druids had infiltrated very deeply the group of people called the Khazars of Southern Caucasus Mountains.
Yeah.
And the Khazars took over the state of Israel. Israel is not Israel anymore. They should have called it Khazaria.
Yes.
Because the Khazaria basically had their ancient pagan religions, which involved phallic worship and so on, worship the serpent or the snake. Now, interestingly, the Irishmen, you know, talk about, you know, St. Paddy's Day, you get rid of the snake people. The snake people were basically druids that would sacrifice a Celtic child so that one of their druid children could come into the netherworld, to the world of the living. Now, if you don't know all this history, you, as I say, you know, the historians have said many times, and bring it back to Greek and Roman, et cetera, and more recent, those who don't know history are doomed to repeat it. Now, you're a historical expert, and you understand those things.
Yeah.
Santiana, okay? Now, what happens is, the most valuable thing in the universe is wisdom, and the keeper of all wisdom is God.
Yes.
Right. Now, when God calls forth people to be called prophets, they're keepers of his wisdom. And they're, in a sense, letter carriers for God. In other words, they're people that don't, by their own knowledge, they may be more, like I'm more talented than most, but there's times when God gives me information that goes way beyond my intellectual powers and so on. It's basically I give God totally the credit, just like he even gave me the inspiration for the EDUCAP.
Yes.
Now, what's happening right now, we have a massive genocide, and the people ruling the earth are the disembodied spirits of these ancient Draco-Reptilian serpent people that come to the star system Alpha Draconis, that are the people of clay and iron. Clay being human flesh, iron being the transdimensional entities that are possessed by an avatar by these transdimensional beings that are running our world system. The bankers, the Vatican, current presidents, the Jesuits, he's also a member of the Bilderbergers, that's the Biden. Now, all these leaders of all these corporations and so on, Bill Gates and so on, are all druids. They're all snake people. Now, a lot of people say, oh, no, you have a unified theory that explains all. I said, yeah, I do, because I understand everything, okay? We're also dealing with good beings out there, not just bad, because remember, they want to do this alien disclosure garbage. And they want to scare people, because their whole thing right now, they're bigger than the virus, is what I call the fear-mongering and fear porn, right? Fear porn.
Yeah.
Right? And some of the fear porn people are supposedly think they're on our side, like Dr. Tenpenny and Dr. Carrie Mudday and others. They're fear pornographers because they're telling people how terrible it is and that you're damned and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, that's not true. Our God is God. The example I used before a few weeks ago was the hemorrhoids inside the Ark of the Covenant. And the reason is God said, always remember that I'm your God. When you're totally surrounded, there's nothing you can do to save yourself. I gave the enemy hemorrhoids, and they could not attack you. They started attacking each other, and eventually all left the battlefield. So, remember the hemorrhoids, I like to tell people. I said, you know, our God is God. It's not Deagle's timing. It's not John W. Spring's timing. It's the Lord God Almighty's timing.
Amen.
And right now, part of the problem is, I have the same thing dealing with even relatives. They say, well, I took the shots, and I'm relatively okay. That's because you're taking all my stuff. If you weren't taking this, you'd get a mitochondriopathy. Now, the D-dimer test measures abnormal clotting, microclotting, and the studies I've seen so far is when the first week, 65 to 70% of people are possibly showing positive D-dimer tests. If you do it right away, it can be up to 100%. And what happens is after a period of time, the body, if you're a healthy person, starts to extrude the microRNA that invades and makes toxic your mitochondria. Now, give me an example. Let's say, I'm going to tell you a little short story here. Story is, there's a cardiomyocyte. We're going to call the cardiomyocyte George. So George is our cardiomyocyte, and he's down near your left ventricle. Now, he knows he's got other family members, other cardiomyocytes, and they pulse when the heart conduction tells him to contract, and the blood then flows out of the heart, goes to the brain and all the other organs of the body. And he knows his job is when he's told to contract, he contracts. That contraction is dependent on him telling his mitochondria it's time to release molecules to activate T4 to T3 and to create an NADH and cause a contraction of the muscle fibrils that allow the cardiac muscle to contract in its dimensions so it can push blood forward. All right?
Yeah.
Now, in each cardiomyocyte, there's only one little packet called a mommy-daddy chromosome called nucleoplasm, which is a little tiny spheroid called your pair of chromosomes. But there's anywhere from 1.5 million to 2.5 million mitochondria, each with its own ring chromosome. So when you take a mRNA vaccine with spike proteins, you're actually creating abnormal insertion of abnormal DNA into your mitochondrial DNA. And so now you have what we call, I'm going to say, this is like, it's like creating, if you want to, let's say, take a normal child and abuse them so they become like a truant, or, you know, a bad kid, or, you know, they're like breaking things and smashing into buildings and stealing stuff.
Yes.
Well, that's what they've done. We've damaged our mitochondria, and then you reproduce, and they keep on replicating inside your cell. So let's say that originally when you get the shot on day one, by day 10, you've got, let's say, 10% of your mitochondria in your heart muscle are becoming abnormal. When you get the signal to contract, the mitochondria say, no, I'm not doing today. F you, heart muscle, I'm not going to contract. Right?
Yeah.
Now, when that happens, if it's your brain tissue, you don't have a firing off, so your frontal lobe shuts off, and you drive crazy on the highway, or you start getting short-tempered, or if it happens in your kidneys, your kidney function starts to go, or your tissue, peripheral tissues, you turn diabetic. So the real issue is here, damaged mitochondria caused by a bioweapon released by these maniacs to reduce the world population, stop sperm from swimming, and stop eggs from fertilizing. And if you're pregnant when you get this, the damage to the placenta causes you to miscarry. 80% of babies and the mothers have been vaccinated miscarry. This is all by design. It's not a theory.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
A serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
What I've heard is I've heard warnings. I've even had family members, my youngest son, say, you know, Dr. Deagle, they're going to come to get you. Bring it on, some bitches. Because if I will fight you in the courts. I will fight you on my front doorstep. But I will not submit to this. Now, there's enough Americans that are waking up to this. And this is why they're petering off. They're joining into everything. Lotteries, selling you fries with, you know, Cuomo in New York. You know, hey, get some fries. Get the vaccine. or the health doctors, and they often have female doctors who are relatively decent looking, telling you it's the right thing to do. Why? Because you're an idiot? Just because you have an MD behind your name and you kiss ass doesn't mean you're smart or you're decent or a reasonable person.
Yeah.
The problem I see is I see a bunch of what we call lemmings willing to jump over the cliff and commit suicide. And they already have succession companies getting ready to replace oil and gas workers, tech workers, and so on. Because when they get sick or die, we've got to replace those guys. Now, the people they're bringing in here illegally, did you know that they're not testing any of them for coronavirus with accurate testing?
Of course.
You know that they're letting them wander around even though they have rates like 8, 10, 12% of active coronavirus? First off, coronavirus is like a mild flu, to be honest with you. And if you're otherwise healthy, you're just going to get it for a week or so and you're going to get over it. The fact is, if you just give proper nutrition to even senior citizens in homes, and today there would be my basic first-line defense kit, nobody would get sick or die. No, not necessary at all.
Yeah.
But they want to blow it up so they can enforce the idea that you must take the freaking vaccine. And now they're saying that they're trying to enforce vaccination. You're hearing this idiot Biden saying, we will have to justify vaccinating all children. Like, why? The infection is so mild in children, it's not even worthwhile unless the child has serious health problems. And if you take those selected kids out of there and give them special treatments, you know, start them off right away with ivermectin and my nutraceuticals, and you're perfectly fine. What I think is disgusting is we have a corrupt healthcare system, a corrupt political system, a corrupt judicial system, like you just said here on the break. The Department of Justice is doing absolutely nothing to stop this freaking genocide.
Yes.
Now, it's going to reach the point, I believe, and it reaches the point when you start robbing people of their food on their table and their water, where people are going to flip. And you're going to see, that's why they're making a big deal over January 6th. You know why? Because all the police and so on actually invited those people in from, you know, they were coming in. And Ashley Babbitt, who was basically a former Air Force person, she didn't have a gun. They knew who shot her. They're not going to talk about it because they want to make sure everybody thinks it's such a revolution. They had these actual Democrats crying. I can't believe they actually tried to cut gunning up tears. How is such a terrible thing that they were invited? They were asked to come in. They were chaperoned in. And none of them had weapons. And nobody was out there trying to take over. They're behind rope guides all the way through the Capitol building. It's ridiculous.
Yes.
But they want to look like that because at some point in time, we're going to have to actually go into the Capitol and arrest people like Nancy Pelosi and these Democrats and Rhino Republicans because they're criminals against the state and the people of the United States. And they've already given us not only the same thing is going on in China. The four Chinese people are basically a laboratory for the globalists. They test out, for example, the United Nations International Peacekeeping Force in China. They tested out these vaccines and so on in China. You know how many people died. They removed so many cell phones because they killed so many people in China already. Now, the vaccinated people were the ones that spread the plague. We know that. It's exactly like happened in 1917. The vaccinated people carried the microvesicles of the actual spike protein toxins that would evade and damage your mitochondria. And then they want to give you vaccines that are actually far more dangerous than even the virus, which if you're relatively healthy, you get over it, you're fine. But they don't measure anybody's natural immunity. So you got to understand, we have a crime at every level, and they're all lying. Lying through their frigging teeth.
Yes.
Now, I am not going to shut up. No matter what they try to do to me or my family, I'm not going to freaking shut up. I'm not going to shut up and submit to them putting a gun to my head and saying, take the goddamn vaccine, Deagle, or we shoot you. I say, you know what? If we have to have a bloody battle and some of you are dying and you kill me, bring it on. I'm not going to put up with this in court or otherwise. Now, if I thought there was real danger, I'd be filing suits on them right now. And one of the first things I think people should do is file pro se litigant actions to get your state governor and your local, you know, city council, whatever, and your people that are so good in your healthcare system, that you can't take away people's autonomy and say, we must be vaccinated. Look, if the vaccines are so damn good and you think you're so damn protected, why do you worry about us? If we're not vaccinated, we inform all the people that are going to die. Leave us freaking alone to die. But that's not the case. The fact is, you have simple nutrition support. You don't die from the viruses like a mild case of flu. Now,
yes.
I want people to understand this. The real goal here is to reduce the world population and sterilize the population by 90% by 2030. And the reason is they're in a panic over the idea of the pole shift happening when Apophis passes in April 29, and the supernova Betelgeuse explodes and causes released by shaking the unstable nuclei of ringwoodite in the upper mantle of the Earth, causing a major pole shift like Atlantis and Mu that happened 35,000 years ago. Now, the globalists know this. Now, I mentioned to you on the show before, and you didn't know this, that 2 months, 3 months before, because I had my PhD finished in marine bacteriology and oceanography, when they decided to tap me up under the Dean of Medicine. So I wasn't selected already to be like a super medical student. I actually was tapped up by the Dean of Medicine at Dalhousie University, who also was a senior doctor in Harvard and elsewhere. So I worked on projects. I work on top of the projects by some of the top doctors in the world. Dr., John Woodbury, who's the head of the American and Canadian Arthritis Association, and head of neurology, who's one of the top, Dr. T.J. Murray, one of the top neurologists in the entire planet. Now, I worked in his motion disorders lab. In fact, that's how I diagnosed my first wife with MS, because I was the one who diagnosed her. She had a motion disorder, and she came after we were married. She ended up getting her first attack, which unfortunately I found out she had a similar one, but she recovered completely a few years earlier from MS. So you have to understand, Dr. Neagle, from the first start, was selected by God to be put through living hell to find out these things firsthand. And it's not really open for your opinion. You can take your opinion and shove it. My life experiences are not open to your goddamned opinion. Now you can give me new teaching about different issues because I'm always ready to ask better questions. But I want you to understand now things are no longer, I'm no longer Dr. Lickspittle to be spat upon. God told me this on my last birthday, 68, last year. Your days of Rodney Dangerfield are over. People are either going to respect you and live, or they're going to disrespect you and they're going to be their angel of death. They're going to die because they don't listen to you. Now, I can't get other people. I've actually put in requests several times now to be on Mike Adams, what's called Brighty on TV. Now, we'll see if he does it. The last week, I've had some serious trouble with uploading my shows, and I complained to them, and immediately they fixed it and realized, oh, Deagle's going to go fucking ballistic on this. Yeah, I am. I'm not the kind of guy to cross, legally or otherwise, in court, out of court, whatever. You do not want to cross Deagle on the intellectual playing field or the courtroom or whatever, because I am not Mr. Passive and I don't back off. I crave battle. I'm designed like those ancient Vikings, getting my hair braided up and getting ready for battle with all my garments on, ready to roll, to die. Live and die. I'm not talking about going Valhalla and all that BS. I believe that life is dependent on seeking the truth no matter what the consequences are, because the only way we have any future in eternity is if we seek God, who is ultimately all truth. Now, I'm playing this clip here. It talks about, Stu Peters TV. It talks about imprisoning these criminals now. We're dealing with something that's so bad, it's like, why do we let these people get away with it? Because we're passive. Why? Why are we passive? Why are we, as citizens, that's why they're making a big deal over the January 6th. They don't want us to march by the tens of thousands into downtown. And they know the military will stand down and get out of the way. As we march in, we start arresting this president, vice president, and other senior members of
serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending part of his Wednesday in Pennsylvania. The president delivering remarks at the Mack Trucks Lehigh Valley Operations Manufacturing Facility in Macungie, Pennsylvania. The president saying the economy is recovering from the coronavirus pandemic due to the American Rescue Plan.
We brought this economy back from the brink. Checks in people's pockets, shots in people's arms. Tax cuts for working families with children. We designed our strategy not only to provide a temporary boost, but to lay the foundation for a long-term boom that brings everyone along.
The Senate will vote Wednesday evening on moving forward on a bipartisan infrastructure agreement after negotiators reached a deal on key issues. That's according to Republican negotiator Rob Portman of Ohio. This is USA Radio News. The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates at their historic lows. The central bank meeting and not making any major changes to the policies they have pursued to steer the nation out of the economic trouble caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Economists closely watching Chairman Jerome Powell's news conference as they look for signs when the policy may change soon. The CDC announcing new guidance on Tuesday saying everyone should mask up in schools regardless of their vaccination status. Despite the new mask guidelines, CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky is endorsing a return to in-person learning for this upcoming school year. She also tells CBS This Morning, we do need to be careful when it comes to the Delta variant and children.
They tend to be more asymptomatic. They tend to have fewer symptoms. But I do want to emphasize that if you compare COVID deaths to children this year compared to flu deaths in prior years, it's about twofold more.
USA Radio News. Radio News.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine together.
More of this clip here.
So, there really is no virus. No. And we have been talking to...
Well, it's not, there's no virus. There's a virus, but it's a very weak virus. Virus exists. We have a gene plate analysis of it. But to be honest, the virus is less lethal than the average yearly flu. That's the facts. It's not that there's no virus, but the virus is actually so weak, it's ridiculous.
I mean... A large Rolodex of experts weighing in on this for a very long time. And I think that as the layers of this fruit, whatever you want to call it, get peeled back, as the rind gets cut off and we start really looking for the seeds here, that is the direction that all of this conversation has been going. And I have come out and said it. Obviously, then I'm fact-checked by USA Today and Lee Stories and right-wing, and all these people get after me. So... what is it going to take to widely disseminate this to billions of global citizens who are really at risk? And then let's talk about really what is the risk here.
Yeah, so let's go back to the opening statement, which is this novel virus thing. As you know from the work that I shared on Reiner Fulman's interview and other things that I have published and put out in the public record, in 2002, Ralph Baer at the University of North Carolina, together with a couple of his colleagues at the time were three other two other co-inventors. But in 2002, what they did was they filed a patent on what they referred to as an infectious transmission defective form of coronavirus. Now, think about what I just said, an infectious transmission defective. What does that mean? Well, what that means is in 1999, Anthony Fauci wanted to make coronavirus a vector for an HIV vaccine. He wanted to use a virus as a vaccine. And by the way, that sounds as bad as what I just said, that it's actually a bad idea. But what he wanted to do was take what he knew to be a highly manipulable platform, which he called the coronavirus, and he wanted to make it mutated and chimerically altered and recombinated so that he could get to a means by which you could target human lung epithelium.
Now, by the way, the lab that was doing this is in Brisbane, Australia. They inserted 18 AIDS genes into the bat virus they got from 1,000 miles from Wuhan. And it was Dr. Barrick's office in over the last 20 to 25 years in North Carolina that did gain a function to try to alter that. So that's why the so-called spike protein contains the 18 AIDS genes. And the AIDS genes actually came out of 1917, 18, because they were actually extracted in 1970 with a supercomputer from an exhumed body from a person that died of the 1917, 18 Spanish flu pandemic of 1918, 17, created by the Rockefeller Foundation when they tried to create a typhus vaccine. And they actually, when they vaccinated people with typhus, the actual vesicles that people gave off was the plague. They killed my grandmother's sister and brother. So you have to understand, they were not trying to create a vaccine. They're trying to create a mitochondriopathy, which is what AIDS is. And they inserted those genes and had a gain of function with Dr. Barrick at the University of North Carolina. And then they wanted to change the spike protein receptor binding domain so it would attach specifically to human cells, not bat cells. So that's what Dr. Lieber in Harvard did. He actually took the virus, and I have the papers going back a year and a half. That's one of the things that inspired me to do my EDUCAP vaccine. And so they did the receptor binding domain of the sigma-1 protein, which is part of the spike protein that doesn't mutate. Because if it mutated, it couldn't attach to the human cell. This is not a bat virus anymore. It's a human virus. You can't take the coronavirus, COVID-18 or the new variants, and infect bats, because it doesn't. It only infects human cells because of the abnormal sigma-1 protein receptor binding domain that's been altered by Dr. Lieber in Harvard to make sure it's a human virus that transmits the AIDS genes to screw up your mitochondria, period. That's what this is. And if Dr. Fauci is a lying piece of demonic garbage, if you look at his family line, and of course the family we call Sybil, this is a very bad person, okay? Very evil person. Arrogant. He starts waving his finger and yelling when people are catching him lying. He is demented, and he needs to be in a serious mental illness institution, psychiatric prison, and never get out yard time or book tours or anything. Now, what's happened is because people are passive, they don't listen to people like me. We have a lot of controlled opposition of even the alternative media. Most of the alternative media either is incompetent, which I've met an awful lot of, that's why I've got rid of them or I've had to stomp on them, or they're people that are part of the controlled opposition, like Alex Jones and Mike Adams and others. They have enough funding to do all these stuff they do, but the fact is they don't have total knowledge. They have partial knowledge, and they keep on manipulating the public right now. Alex Jones is saying over and over that this is going to be the end of the road, they're going to come down to your house, they're going to do this and that. No, they're not. If 1 in 100 homes decided to start killing the nurses and the military and police personnel that tried to invade people's homes, like, you know, the movie, but the Gulag Archipelago, the story written by somebody that escaped from Siberia, right? We're going to, they're not going to be able to do it. They're not, and if you think that the military and police were not standing down when there's so many military and police with January 6th, they weren't there to say you can't come in and invade. They're inviting them into the Capitol building. They even pre-placed things to actually be taken on purpose. So what we have is they have a pre-played game to capture the people and say, you're all criminals because you're a Republican. You support Donald Trump and support his candidates. They cannot stand the fact that by next year, even no matter what's going to happen, Nancy Pelosi will be fired. The Democrats will lose both the House and the Senate. And even if Trump doesn't go back into power, he's going to be the kingmaker for the next person that comes in as president, either in right away, if he comes back, or in 2024. But in the meantime, Joe Biden will be absolutely completely powerless to do anything. And the globalists are going freaked out about this because they realize that they don't have any time left because the public are waking up. They're realizing someone's taking a saw to cut off their legs and they're starting to hurt. And they're realizing Dr. Deagle's not a liar. You're not a liar. We are the true information tellers, and even people that are controlled opposition to tell them how terrible it is and how they're coming to your home and they're going to get away with this stuff. No, they're not. They're not going to come to my home. I've seen enough that if they come to my home, if there are 6 guys here, 2 of them aren't going home to mama. They probably will kill me, but they're not going home to mama. And if I really think there's real danger, I'm going to make exotic weapons that they won't see coming. It won't be a gun. It won't be even my purple gun. It'll be something so exotic they won't see the freaking thing coming after them. Now, I want people to understand there's a nasty side to Deagle you do not want to freaking cross, in court or out of court. And there's lots of Americans like me that won't put up with this crap. Same with Canadians who are not disarmed yet, like Europeans and elsewhere.
Yes.
And I can tell you, if they try to take our guns, like Charles Heston said, they'll get one bullet back at a time. It's going to get very ugly, and I expect this to be the summer of ugliness. When the governor of New York City is going to knock down people's doors and force vaccinate, I know they, quote, are not allowed to have guns, but I guarantee you that if they get into the home of a druggie dealer or somebody who actually is involved with the edge of the law, they will have guns, and they're going to shoot back, and there's going to be some nurses and health care professionals and police that are going to die in people's homes trying to do shit, or something simple will happen. They'll take a dinner knife and slit their throat or put a garrote on them and whatever. It's going to get very nasty.
Yeah.
And after a period of time, they're going to realize they can't get anybody stunned enough to go to people's homes to try to force vaccinate because we don't want to submit. We know these vaccines are toxic. We know they're dangerous. And if it wasn't for somebody like Deagle who could rescue them, they'd be very sick. And that includes my own relatives who may or may not want to respect me totally. But when they get done something that's stupid, of course they respect me because they don't want to die.
That's right.
Now, I want you to understand this, people. I don't give a crap about your opinion about me. I don't care if you hate my guts. I just don't want you to die from stupidity. Now, I'm different than people. I'm not put together like the average human being that needs to have my ass kissed and you think I'm real wonderful. I'm not wonderful. I'm truthful. I will seek the truth no matter what it does, even cause me to die prematurely, but I will do God's will and tell the truth. So if you think you know better than me, defend it. Come into battle. Call in the show, 877-317-6432, and I'm going to kick your ass. And if you're an expert, MD, PhD, whatever you think, that I'm just full of it, and we've got all these experts I'm just playing here right now, stop it. The evidence is such a... We have a front loader of evidence now. Not my opinion, but thousands of doctors and lawyers and attorneys like this guy. Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay with. They'll get their heels dug in and start screaming at you that the vaccines are not deadly, you should be taking the vaccine, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. I just dig my heels and I said, you know, you're a friggin' idiot. I don't care if you're male or female, you want to say what you are. You don't have facts. Here's the facts, like virus data, et cetera, the data from the European Commission. The fact is, and I'm just going to quote here Dr. McCullough, this is the most dangerous thing that's ever been injected into humans in history. Okay? Now, people need to grasp here, as they go to things like booster shots this fall, you're going to see massive die-off of people. What are they going to do then? Well, they'll do lockdowns. That's what they're threatening in Europe. They're talking about knocking people's doors down in, say, New York City, and they're doing the same thing in Germany, that if you don't submit, they're going to put the gun to your head and say, you're going to take the goddamn vaccine or else. Now, I can tell you that it's only going to go so far because the population's finally fed up. I saw the Melbourneys, people in Melbourne, Australia, where they took away their guns about 10, 12 years ago. They did a buyback situation because they wanted to disarm the Aussies. And the Aussies' basic personality was they were too passive at the time when they submitted that in these big cities. They're not passive anymore. I saw one woman screaming that her father had 3 nervous breakdowns of, you know, psychotic breakdowns because he's locked down for now 12 months, for 15 months. But what people need to realize, the number of people dead is probably here in America just from the vaccines in the last 6 months around 45,000. And the number of people injured is many times that. This is not open to opinion. People think they have a right to an opinion. No, you don't. It's like watching a car accident on the freeway right in front of you, and you see people's body parts splattered all over the road. This is not a time to have an opinion about whether somebody's dead or not when you see their arm or leg thrown out the window. It's not open to friggin' opinion. Now, you want and may want to insert an opinion to tell people, what, don't believe your eyes, your lying eyes. That's not somebody's head rolling over there. That's not somebody's arm. They're not bleeding. That's somebody screaming their head off. They're bleeding to death. No, no, no. It's all an illusion. Don't buy it. Just drive past the bodies and do no good. Go up and help anybody if they might have survived the crash. That's what we're being told by relatives, friends, and others, is ignore what your eyes see and ignore the news and ignore the tons of doctors and now lawyers like Dr. Fomich, who's got 4,321 attorneys here in California around the world filing suits against federal and state governments. Now, I belong to the Charles Ellis defense, and they're filing further suits about this. They want me to actually respond this morning about the 5 and 6G, which is a cotoxin, to the vaccines. Well, by next year, they're going to have 20,000 satellites in low-Earth orbit. Now, these 5 and 6G are cotoxins because when they have these sarco-organizing hypermagnetic things like nanotubes, they want to interface with not only your DNA, but even the cortex of your brain. So they can then start making you a hotspot, and they can actually pump signals in to specifically affect your behavior, like Operation Crimson Mist. This is not open to opinion. I mean, I understand the technology. Who gives a shit? You need to take the word, even if you don't understand it scientifically. What I'm telling you is this is the end of the human race as you know it. If you are stunned enough to accept the words of your politicians, your medical doctors are sold out or just gutless, and your so-called pastors are useless, and your politicians, like the Department of Injustice, I call them. It's game over, isn't it? And if you're waiting for a future date because somebody's giving you eschatology, then there's going to be a future tribulation. Blah, blah, blah. No, we're in it right now. This is the birth pangs right today. We're in the pre-kinetic phase of World War III right now, aren't we? The next big events I expect to have are power outages from high altitude blackouts caused by EMP, water shortages, food shortages, mass lockdowns, massive murder of populations by forced vaccination, or hauling people off to civil detention camps to be beheaded through special guillotines they've been bringing in from China for the last 30 years. And people say, oh, that can't happen, it's not that bad, it's not that bad. I'm thinking, you know what, shut the hell up. I've been firsthand, no evidence about this. I had people that took care of it, that saw the guillotines being brought in from China and ports in California and elsewhere, that know about the Chinese troops in British Columbia and Prince Rupert or Vancouver, even have pictures.
Right.
This is not open to your goddamned opinion. Why do people think they want to shove their damned opinion in my face and say, Deagle, shut up, you're just scaring me. No, I'm not. I'm trying to give you relief. Relief is you need to stand up with legal action against the state governors and these vaccine companies. You need to not submit to the vaccine because whether it's you or your wife or your child, you're going to get very sick from the vaccine. If it doesn't kill you, it's going to make you miserable and sterile. Now, I can tell you right now, they want to replace the current population of a lot of Americans with illegals. They're not vaccinating them, are they? What's really interesting is you don't see Joe Biden vaccinating any of the illegals that come in here. Do you know that? None of them.
By the way, as of yesterday, it was told to me by a former Secret Service agent that in Georgia, one of the newly reopened FEMA camps already has the guillotines operational.
Right. That's called a very low, it's called a blow the chin haircut.
Yeah.
Right. Now people say, don't scare me with that. How about you get a freaking wake-up call now? This is the final battle. This is a fight to the death. Okay? Fight to the death. And the politicians are basically woke, scared little rabbits following the lead of their globalist controllers to say, if you don't behave yourself, politicians, the Department of Injustice, or doctors, you're going to be the first to die, the brown shirts. The fact is, our civilization has been taken over by Draco reptilian snake people. Now, back in the Middle Ages, you know, St. Patrick got rid of the snake people. We need to get rid of the snake people again. Joe Biden's a snake person. Kamala Harris is a snake person. The head of the Vatican, the current Pope, is a snake person. The head of the banks are snake people. The head of all these vaccine companies are snake people. Bill Gates, I call Gates of Hell. This is not open opinion. People think there's a right to an opinion. No, there isn't. Facts are freaking facts. It's over. We now know what the virus data shows. We know how toxic these things are. We know that they're lying. We know lab tests that can prove that what these things are toxic, and yet people still want to argue. There's no room for argument anymore. It's over. Stop it. And you notice that nobody's stunned enough to call into my show and disagree with me. You notice that?
Yes, I have.
Now, I noticed one thing that's interesting. I was told by Michelle, she doesn't want me to put my R1 on Telegram over on Nutramedical because I'm talking about controversial things. Guess what, dear? Life is controversial. If you got a joint, I got a guy this morning called me about a hiatal hernia. I said, well, if it's a small hiatal hernia and I start healing up the tissues, you won't need to end up with big surgery. Or if you have something, we can do a repair of your ligaments, your knee, rather than doing a knee replacement. Or we can open up and reverse your heart failure, we can heal those mitochondria and get them out of your body, or reversing your dementia with your neurotransmitters and your brain function or your tissue. But people have to understand, they think they have a right to an opinion. No, you don't. You have a right to ask better questions and seek the truth. What I see happening is people think that they can just get aggressive and try to force their opinion on people, even though it's not based on logic, evidence, or common sense. No, you can't. It's basically a form of, if I can get you to believe what I believe, even if it's stunned or suicidal, I'll believe it too and feel a sense of peace about us all dying together by guillotine. That's what's coming, people. Now, I'm going to play a little bit more of this. And the next hour, by the way, we're going to have Bill Lawrence on talking about his research on peptides with Dr. Kavanaugh. And you can find it over on Periscope if you just go to Deagle Network. Now, when I wanted to put this over on my Telegram channel, and I want you to contact Michelle and say, look, on Telegram, I was only going to put over the Hour One shows, but I think if I say something controversial, it's because I'm trying to tell you the truth. If you don't listen to me, and that includes relatives too, you're going to suffer and you're going to freaking die. I don't want to see my relatives and my friends die because they won't listen to me. But it's not optional. If one thing I can say through my life is I sought the truth no matter what the consequences of, and I can remember dealing with medical boards, dealing with doctors, dealing with crazy people, that if you listen to me, you survive, and if you don't listen to me, you suffer and you die. That's just the way it is. Okay, I'm a truth teller and a truth seeker. I ask more questions than most people alive 10,000 years. That's why I know more about things that really count than anybody else. And I don't speak multiple languages. If I had to learn those, I could learn them pretty quick because I learn everything I need to at an enormous speed. Years ago when I wanted to learn Hispanic, my wife said, no, don't take that course. I don't want you to be way ahead of me. She says, okay, I won't take the course. But if I thought I needed to learn Hispanic, I know a few words because my relatives are going to be Hispanic, I think I'll pick it up really quickly at the speed of light. But you have to understand here, people, when I tell you things like our nutraceuticals like ellagic acid and malignant block will repair you better than ivermectin, or these nutraceuticals are not open to options that you think you know better and get them elsewhere, stop it. You can't get better than our first line defense kit, our immune rescue kit, which is under vaccine pre and post, and we've changed the name. And if you don't realize that this is a final genocidal program to destroy the human race and destroy fertility, that this is the devil's plan to cause a mass so-called vaccinocide of the population of Earth, stop believing lies and the media and your doctor and your politician and your pastor and their eschatology of bullshit. This is the place where you get the facts, not Alex Jones, not Mike Adams, not other places, right here on Deagle Land. Deagle-network.com or DeagleNetwork.com. Nutramedical. Here's where you get the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Whether you like it or not, I'm here to rescue you, but you have to listen up first. You're not going to escape this without the truth.
So we're going to start off with difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a five-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Click NutriMedical.com, that's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.